Sing it again.
You lied to me, but I did. You don't know that song?
Nope.
What are you talking
about? Is that a thing?
Look it up, suckers.
Take a little folky music, stick it in your ear hole. So welcome to Stick It In Your Ear Hole, guys. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Great.
This is my Jeremy Slayer. All right. Let's do that again.
Four.
What? The whole thing?
Yeah. Let's do unplug your microphone.
We have
we'll set that up.
We're so professional today. We have a mic stand. No one's using it, but it's here.
It's here.
And we have an extra microphone sitting on the table, and we have a new soundboard.
Not plugged in, though.
And we have headphones. I mean, this thing looks like...
Welcome to Stick It In Your Ear. Oh.
Can we just... Okay.
Yeah. Well,
Stick It In Your Ear. Can we just start? So anyway, Jeremy Sayer's here with Jeremy Sayer and the Wooded Allies. But this is it's classic Parker and I. We cannot do anything right the first time. This is the second time we've done this.
Yes, with Jeremy.
We spent at least 3 hours last time.
If you are a iTunes subscriber and you heard that episode that tried to explain to you how to resubscribe, you may have heard Jeremy in there.
Okay.
That's
was that put up? That was put
only
up
on Podbean.
Was only on
but
Podbean.
I can download that?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm totally going to do that.
So
that was what like that was
it's
like
really
2 minutes.
Confusing. Yeah, it's four. It's 4 minutes long of confusion because
I was here.
It takes us about 3 minutes to get down to explaining it.
You know,
and
it
takes 2 minutes to try to explain it over top of each other.
I might be able to follow it.
Jeremy says I was here, so I remember we were here too, and I don't think we thought it was that.
Yeah, I thought this seems okay, and then a couple of people said, "Yeah, I don't understand what you were talking about."
Yeah, you just made it worse. Now we don't. Now we think you've canceled your show.
Yeah, right. They're like, oh man, that stinks. Those guys aren't doing it anymore. Yeah. No,
that's not what we said.
You got lots of that, huh?
Yeah. Well, lots of that by one or two.
Yeah, one. Well, one.
I need to say thank you to our friend Max. I want to get this out of the
Max.
Way. I just want to say it now.
Max Phillips.
Max Phillips of Not Bad Design.
Yes, not cool. Bad Design. I think I should write his jingles.
Can I help?
If you want design and it's not bad, go to Not Bad Design.
Max Phillips. And Ann Kirby.
And Ann Kirby.
All right.
But yeah, he's a listener, and he
Was that the Mr. Plow theme? Is that
Was it?
Maybe. We stole something. Stole something from something.
No. What?
What?
No. No way.
Yeah. That's what we do.
You're kidding me.
It's what I do.
I'll run the vacuum after you leave because of the shedding.
Because of all the shedding.
Not you.
Okay.
I'm losing
it. He's a big shedder.
Strangely, not from my head, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
So you got to trim up, man.
This, and you wonder why it took you. It's taken you 4 years. You know?
Oh, seriously.
We should run a clinic.
We should have a grooming tips.
But I shouldn't be part of the clinic because I'm in no place to be clinicking anyone.
Yeah, nor should I.
Wait, so who's running it? Oh, Jeremy.
I guess Jeremy. How's your hair down there? That's what we can call it. That's what we can call the show.
That's what we can call this
How's
episode.
How's your hair down there? That's good. I like it. That should be the name of this podcast.
Seriously.
I think I'll do something with it. I got the rights to it.
You have the rights to it.
I just copyrighted it.
You just said it.
Just copyrighted it. That's a word.
Right.
So, Jeremy.
I wonder if I'd Google that, if I'd find some like, soul record from the 50s or something.
How's your hair down there?
How's your hair down there?
It's from the disco time, but it's like a PSA,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like trying to like play off disco to make kids
it's hygiene.
Yeah, it's like
it's one of those hygiene films from health class.
Lather it up, lather up the soap so you don't get bugs.
Hey kids, it's a jungle down there. clean it out.
Do, 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 do.
Special shampoos. Small combs.
Small pearl combs. I don't know why they're pearl.
Wine tooth.
If you're rich.
Wide tooth or fine tooth. Depending on your hair down there.
Wine tooth? Is
that what you said? Wide.
Oh, wide. Wide tooth.
Any wine tooth.
Are you like a, would you say you have a wine tooth?
Are you a wide?
Definitely.
Not a
is
sweet
that,
tooth.
Is that anything? Yeah. Is that like a sweet tooth?
Are you but for getting drunk off of wine.
Yeah.
So you have a coarse
I'm
patch.
I'm a.
Tight curls? Tight curls?
Whoa. Hey, whoa. Curls? What are you talking about?
What? Oh, I guess he's.
Friendly conversation
how long,
amongst
how long
men.
Do you go between haircuts?
I don't know. God. Do you not hang out with guys a lot? I thought those were guys talking
not,
about.
Not naked guys. Not so much. No.
No, not naked, but guys that have hair
they
down
talk
there.
Talk about
okay, guys,
their hair
guys.
Down there.
Oh, they talk about it. Yeah, yeah. I haven't had a whole lot of those conversations.
Here we go. Episode 32. How's your hair down there? Our guest, Parker Lindstrom. Jeremy Sayer. Jeremy.
Parker's a guest?
How is the hair down
well,
there?
Well, for Park Your Hair.
It's first. Fine. Yeah. Because it's just his show.
Yeah.
I'm your host.
Real quick.
He refuses
Parker.
To let me be a co-host, even though I'm on every episode.
Right.
Real quick, Parker, how's your hair down there?
It's fine. It's a little itchy.
Jeremy, how's your hair down there?
Nice and short.
All right.
The way I like it.
Yeah.
You guys aren't going to ask me, or?
No.
Oh, we know where your hair is down there.
Just look at my pant leg.
Yeah, we know. Full well. We can see it tufting out of the top of your jeans.
I get these pants made special. Get a little sewing on the side.
That's good. All right. That's an hour. go, so, today we have with us Jeremy, sans wooded allies.
Hi.
Sayer.
Sayer. Jeremy, sans wounded allies.
My last
allies,
name is not actually gotcha. Sans wounded allies.
Oh.
Yeah. We were misinformed then.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah. You can go now.
You, you didn't read the rider, apparently. Okay.
So I noticed your picture for the Wounded Allies. I yes. like it, that picture of the two old dudes.
Oh, thank you.
But first time I saw it, I thought it was the Bartle and James guys. Remember those commercials?
It was the guys with the boxed wines?
Yeah. They were the coolers. They were the wine coolers.
Oh, yeah, wine coolers.
You don't remember that?
No.
So
how long ago was that about?
That was when I was a young guy, so you probably weren't even a thought.
I wouldn't talk about it on air.
We're not on air.
We haven't been recording yet.
We haven't.
Well, no, we are. We are recording.
Get you used to holding the mic.
But this is the. There's no air.
Thanks for that.
There's no broadcasting involved.
Right.
Okay. So we're free to talk, guys.
All right. Yeah. Well,
so
you can ask him.
What would the term be for?
We'll just delete
for podcast then. Instead of on the air,
podcast.
Would it be like on the?
I don't know. No, I know what you're asking me. I don't.
Oh, over
live
the,
on tape,
like
is what
on the zeros and ones. It's not on tape.
I know. I don't know why they call it that either.
Yeah,
on disc.
That's not on disc either.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's on. Hard drive. It's on hard. It's on hard drive. Yeah,
hard disc.
Which is a disc.
Hard disc. You save
plates,
it on an actual disc.
No,
it's 2 to 4 plates.
A hard drive is a disc.
Yeah,
spinning inside the hard drive.
Have you never seen a hard drive?
No,
what did you think?
I don't
a hard
know
drive?
If that's true.
how do you think a computer works? Magic.
What do you think's inside there?
Little dudes,
the little guys,
writing down everything you're saying.
Zeros and ones.
I heard him say zeros and ones earlier.
Yeah. And then they get zeros other little ones. Guys to practice doing the voices so that when we play it again, they can read off the scripts. Well,
it's
how's
talented,
my hair
man.
Down there?
Yeah, like
how, how's my hair down there? How's my hair down
it's
there?
Like
curly and
Wells
tight.
In a box,
curly
man.
And tight. Is that, how do you think a computer works, though?
I don't know. You push the power button?
Right. There's no discs.
Well, I guess I don't think of the hard drive as being a disk. I think of it being more like
a
circuitry.
Well, no. You know, but have you seen the inside of a hard drive?
It's a
There's
disk.
A spinning disk
now,
with
a
magnet.
On what occasion would I have seen the inside of a hard drive?
Wow. Okay. Well, I've seen the inside of a hard drive on many occasions.
Well, sure. You're,
I have to.
You're a nerd. No. Sure, you don't get laid.
you'd rather do that than have sex.
Would you say you've seen the inside of a hard drive more often than you've seen the inside of a vagina?
Oh.
I don't know that I've seen the inside of a vagina.
You're missing out there, man.
Put my head all the way. I'm missing out.
I don't think you understand much about the female anatomy, Parker. We'll have to talk sometime.
The inner canal? Are you talking about
Canal Street? The fallopian tube? March 20th.
Canal Street.
March 20th.
Yeah, that's what we're playing.
Yes, the fallopian tube is what I'm talking. Because that's a vagina.
Is that where the
fallopian
urethra
tube
is?
Vagina? I'm pretty sure it's the same thing.
Urethra, Franklin.
That was horrible.
That's weak. Wow.
I'm pretty sure you're not the first person to say that.
I'm glad.
Good.
I don't want credit for that.
Jeremy, did you know that Damien's an insane credit, like, whore? Like,
I'm starting to pick up on that. Yeah.
It's like, since anything he says...
He's coined about eight phrases so far tonight.
If you happen to enjoy it, he makes you sure you know that he said it.
Yeah. You know, credit whore?
By the way,
coined that phrase.
Ah, he did actually say that the first time. You know what?
What?
I hate Mondays.
Yeah? How do you feel about Tuesdays?
Hang in there.
Yeah. Okay. Wednesday's hump day.
This is some of the worldly wisdom that cats have brought us.
Oh, you're going Garfield.
No, oh. I'm just going like poster.
Eat lasagna.
I'm like just going with poster. Giant poster. Now, I Garfield. Hate Mondays with like it.
Oh, okay.
Cat. Garfield, there's a subject I can sink my teeth into.
Oh.
We went to a clap your hands and say yeah show.
Oh, really?
And
yeah,
they have to be mixed in the crowd, and somehow,
before they were playing,
before we pointed them out and made fun of them, but not knowing who they were, not realizing.
Oh, thinking like, oh, here's some scene boys.
Yeah, we're like, look at these goofs. And we were making fun of them the whole time.
These guys are trying way too hard.
Half of them were sitting at our table. We were sitting at a table, like their managers and stuff were sitting at the table with us, and we were like,
and you were making
look at
fun
this guy,
him?
Like the lead singer's wearing like bell bottoms and stuff. We're like,
we're
really,
like,
dude?
Oh,
come on,
I'm wearing bell bottoms, yeah. And then all of a sudden he's the lead singer.
Then we were like, well, okay, that's fair. That's fair. At least you're getting on stage with those bell bottoms.
Right. At least you're ridiculous for a reason.
Yeah. So,
Damien and I are not good at going to things that are like cultural in any way.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
You know, be it music not or art or whatever.
Not together.
Because we basically just sit there and just make fun of all
no matter how much we enjoy it. The truth is we love this.
It could be
most
like,
of stuff.
Like a Holocaust memorial and you guys are cracking jokes.
Not that far. Like art, like indie music, art, like an art show.
Self-serious kind of things.
Yeah, like where everybody's kind of talking around.
Not
around
the
talking
Holocaust.
About the thing.
I'm sorry, we were talking about cultural things, not the Holocaust.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I don't consider the Holocaust a
to be culture.
Thing. Like we go to like Alan. Our friend Alan always invites us to like you know if there's
Moore?
Like an art thing. Alan Moore.
Nice.
He invites us to like some like art stuff, and as soon as you know Damien and I are out of earshot, and sometimes when we're not really out of earshot. We just are making fun of everybody there. Even if we're like looking at the art and we're like, this is really well done and it's done by a talented person.
We don't know.
And then we look over and the guy that actually painted it, who's incredibly talented, is standing there and we're like, look at this guy.
What a schmuck. Yeah. And even if we know it's the guy.
You guys are classic bullies.
It's true.
Yeah, they are.
It's because, well, I don't know about Damien, but I was bullied for a long time.
No.
So I've
what?
Turned
do you have
the
any
tables.
Stories about this?
No, I'm not.
None at all?
I'm not telling any stories.
Oh,
segway.
I wish I could hear a story about this.
Okay, you're an idiot. No, I was bringing it up because I have since flipped the tables.
Exactly.
When I've become older, and now
I think, but
too much so. Where now I feel bad most of the time when I'm by myself because I'm like, I just can't like anything. Like I just feel like I take crap on everything I see. I'm just like, nah, blah.
Yeah.
That's how you cope.
Can't just enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's coping so much as just, like, we don't know how to relate to each other on any other level.
Except making,
than fun,
making
of crap. Fun of other things.
Like, separately, I think I'd be all right.
You're rallying yourself around what you despise, pretty much.
What?
That's your common bond. A lot of people
it's
have
not
a common
despise.
Bond.
It's
through...
just like we pretend to despise it. To each other.
Yeah.
We could love it, but we just like making fun of it.
I think we pretend. I think we like, I mean, yeah, it's like we just have to say shit about shit.
Right.
To put it more eloquently, we just have to say shit about shit.
Jonah hopefully will be a part of this someday.
On the podcast?
Dude, oh, yeah. Great. No. Yeah.
How old is he?
Six. Oh, that, yeah. So I do have some old recordings of him that I used to, and it's precious.
So in about 10 years, he might be old enough to listen to it.
This?
Yeah.
He's never going to listen to this.
He'll never know my shame.
Because Damien doesn't want Jonah to know his neuroses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dad, man, you didn't date for like 4 years. Shut up.
At least you're being fair that you're saying this is the year for me.
Not, Dad, you haven't dated for 4 plus 10 years.
I thought this was just recently that you haven't had a date.
Now that I'm 16, you haven't dated for 14 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Good time. Still waiting for Jeremy to tell me that secret.
Yeah, really. I don't get it. I mean,
he has my address written on his hand. It says 816 and then it says state. But I thought it said 816 and I thought it was 4 more digits. And I was like, do you know? Phone number
on the way here. On the walk from the car to the house.
I was walking up to the house. This woman stopped me. She's like, are you in a band? Yeah. Well, I have a mic stand. Here, call me sometime.
Are you Jeremy Sayer?
It was the girl that handed me the curly fries at Arby's.
Are you Jeremy Sayer Sans Wounded Allies?
Well, I'm Jeremy Sans Wounded Allies.
Sayer. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I messed it up.
I am a buffoon.
Let me give you a number.
But he was so nice about it. I mean, I totally butchered his name, but he was all cool about it. And
he touched.
Just such a down to earth guy. I mean, yeah. he was like, it's okay. It's okay.
And he had his wedding ring tattooed on. That is so romantic.
Yeah. He's such a. I just want to hug him.
And then this other guy came up after him. Oh my God. He was like,
almost beef.
And I asked him what the name would be on it. He was like, Damien.
Give me a roast.
That's what it sounded
like.
Give
me a cheddar milk.
And he was all like trying to slander Jeremy Sans Wounded Allies Sayer, like he's divorced and stuff, and saying all these things.
I didn't
things,
see any tattooed
like,
ring on his hand.
Yeah. He didn't seem romantic at all.
Yeah. He didn't even look like he was
like
hurting.
Obviously, look at that guy. Obviously, he's not ready to be dating. I mean, that's the kind of stuff he was saying about him, and I just thought that was crazy.
Yeah,
but it did make me want to date Jeremy more.
Yeah, yeah. he was wrong, and I'm going to prove him wrong by dating Jeremy.
You know what would be funny is if you bring Jeremy out to be your wingman, and Jeremy is like, yeah, I'm going out with you, and I'm purposely just trying to get you a date. All it would do would increase his game so much more.
Yeah, we went
like
this is the truth. We went to a bar. We went to a bar a couple months ago.
Me and you?
Yeah. And our waitress, honest to goodness, I've never was that flirtatious. Like, she was just, like, talking to us and like, oh, yeah, this is great. This is great beer. You know, like, everything Jeremy ordered. I'm like, knock it off. It was at a...
Knock it off!
Langster Brewing Company.
That's right. We were talking about it. She was totally into you.
I'm not sure she wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
I'm pretty sure you say that stuff doesn't really make me feel better. I think you think it does. You think you're building me up, but really.
No, but weren't, because like.
Really,
wasn't she
a little patronizing?
Wasn't she making fun of me for being a vegetarian? And that was
that was me.
I was, if it's making fun of you, probably it was me.
She was kind of
flirting with
at
you,
me
probably her.
Like a jerk for saying that about you. I think she was saying she was thinking about being a vegetarian after you said you were vegetarian.
And I said, well, you could go live in a camp by yourselves, you communists.
Yeah.
Or something
and
along those lines.
She heard, bleh,
can I have some food?
Give me some meat.
Give me a trough of beer.
Pork chops.
That's how I sound to women, by the way.
You've done studies.
Yeah. My friend Rick, also an attractive man.
Right.
We were at Walmart once, and he bought something, and I was right behind him in line. And he said something to the woman, just being friendly, and she was like, and then I come up, and I said something like, boy, how about this weather? Something as simple as that. And she looked at me like, fuck you. It's, I don't get it.
Okay, never mind.
Guess you don't like the weather.
Okay, try something.
It was
else.
Almost like it was almost like when I said something, she realized that she worked at Walmart. And she had
you brought her right back.
She
down.
Had to deal
when
with
Rick
me.
When Rick said it, she was like, oh
"I have
my
a, there's
gosh.
A way out of here."
I,
she was like, "Life is great."
Yeah, she was like, "This isn't bad." And then I'm like,
"So how about that weather?" Like, oh god, you dragged me right back down into the muck and the mire.
So miserable. Jeremy. Hmm? How's your hair down what? There?
Right. Waxed.
I wouldn't go that far.
Brazilian.
Ooh.
Bleach. No, but
I bleach mine. What?
Bleach your pubes?
Hmm?
You bleach your pubes?
It looks weird.
Sort of that way to do it. Yeah.
Because he doesn't really shave them. He just right. straight up bleaches.
Parker's nose.
Do you braid them? Do you have like a you have
no,
like a Swedish
just,
you have like
it's
a Swedish
just,
death
like Hulk
metal
Hogan
cock
down there? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I was thinking more like Swedish death metal.
Yeah, I was going for Hulk Hogan. I'm glad you picked up on that.
I know.
That was wrong.
I got it. I got that's the sideburns.
I do have a red.
I mean the mustache.
I do have a
red.
Red.
I saw the
you have a you have a big bald spot too.
I do have a red bandana around. It, so that says Hulkamania. Hulkamania.
And it does do this a lot.
Yeah. Wait. Parker's doing hand motions like Hulk Hogan. Oh. And it does say,
do you smell at, what the Hulk is cooking?
I'm looking at you, brother. Tattooed across my
it says
mad.
Hulk 316.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a thing.
I it watch
says,
a lot
I'm
of
the Undertaker
wrestling.
Hulk. I know a lot about wrestling. Don't
the Undertaker Hulk.
Try to match me.
Randy yeah. Savage. Huh? Guys?
Oh, yeah, I'm the Hulk. Snap into a Slim Jim. Snap into it. No, but I forget
not,
what I was
not
I
to
a, we
Andre the
about.
Giant.
Not to
the Hulk.
Dude, Andre the Giant was the shit. He was a man.
Again with the language.
Sorry.
Andre the Giant was the motherfucking shit, bitches. Wow. Okay,
Andre the Giant
Jeremy.
Was he was pretty cool. He had a hard life, though.
He used
yes,
to hang out
did.
In Reading.
You know he used to hang out in Reading?
At the peanut bar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
Damien knew this.
Dude, I, totally now cool. you're doing it. I'm not even doing it. But I did know it. It was something that Samuel Parker.
You get credit
it,
for that?
I told him.
Yeah. You get credit for Andre the Giant hanging
Daniel
out there?
Didn't tell me.
It's true, he didn't. But yeah, he used to hang out at the peanut bar.
Now, not to bring it back to politics, but
politics.
Did you guys,
speaking of
did
Andre
you guys
the
hear
Giant.
When the front runners were... I forget if they were at like a WWE event or something, but and Barack Obama actually picked up the mic and said, "Do you smell what Barack is cooking?" Like,
no
have you guys?
Way.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it happened.
Someone YouTube and email us right now.
We you have a computer right
YouTube,
in front. Of
just wait. I'm sure it's already on there.
We'll just wait.
That's yeah. lazy.
We'll just wait for someone else to do it.
Really?
This is live over the air.
This is why we have a podcast. Some people will search our YouTube.
So I don't have to learn how to spell exactly. Barack Obama.
Obama.
Brack. I liked when he had that show on Adult Swim.
Yeah. Space Coast, Coast, Coast.
No, we're talking about the Brack show.
Brack.
Oh. The Brack show.
Oh, isn't he a character on Space Coast?
But then he has his own show.
Oh, really?
We're referring to his own show. The guy on Space Coast is Brack.
Right, okay.
And he's a dude with a mask.
Yeah.
But the show, the spinoff show, actually just was Barack Obama.
Oh,
little known fact.
The president of the United States.
The current president of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
The band.
I'm going to go see the president of the United States of America at the Chameleon Club.
Are you really?
April.
Millions cool. of peaches. Peaches for me.
They, no, they have other hits.
No,
it's Lump. It's Lump.
They have
it's
other
lump.
Hits.
It's
they're just gonna,
in my head.
They're going to alternate between those two songs
no.
for an hour and a half.
No, they're probably not going to play those two
I
songs.
Songs.
I
guarantee
I know
they'll
songs.
Play those
song.
Two songs.
No.
I guarantee no. they'll play those two songs.
Tell me one of their songs.
Okay. They might play one of those
I
songs.
Guarantee they'll play both of those
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, I know all their songs. Tell me one of their songs.
I don't think they will.
Tell me one of their other songs.
I'll bet you $20.
Dude, I know a lot about this band.
Okay,
tell me.
But you're not going to go.
Tell me.
I guess I have to take your word for it.
And you'll probably be
you
the only person
you can pay $25 there. To get the ticket. No, I don't think it's $25. But
so give me another song. Any other song?
No.
Come on.
Dune Buggy.
Dune Buggy and I want to ride it. Dune Buggy and I want to touch it.
See what he's doing? He's
was that
he's
made
taking
up?
Every song that I say they have and making it into Kitty. or Lump, or Peaches.
Give me another one.
The only three songs he knows by the Presidents.
What song was that?
Kitty.
Oh, I don't know that song. Songs
that was okay. On the radio.
It's a dune buggy and I want to touch it. It's a dune buggy and I want to touch it. Give me another one.
No, because I know what you're going to do.
Give me another one.
Teenager.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
You did know what I was going to do.
You probably shouldn't go there.
He thought he knew what I was going to do. I didn't know what he thought. I'm unpredictable.
Tiki God.
Tiki God. Tiki God. Tiki God. It's in my head.
I see. I knew.
But that's not what I did last time.
But I said you were going to make it into one of those into three of those, songs. Yeah.
Give me another one.
No, God. This segment sucks.
Just give me another one.
So this is now a segment.
Give me one
me
more.
A President of the United States song, and I will tell you how it goes.
Give me another one.
All right.
Are these actual songs, though?
Yeah.
There's song titles? I'm impressed.
I love them. I have all you? Four or five of their albums.
They have four or five albums?
I'm impressed by your ability to recite
songs. How can they turn Lump and Peaches into five albums?
Oh,
Lump and Peaches are on the one album in the very beginning, and then they had a second.
Right,
album,
and then they put out another one that had the same two songs, and then another one that had those two songs again.
Just give me another one. Give me another.
Do you know Mach 5? That one came out. That was actually released on the.
I know that one. Goes like this:
Speed Racer.
Mach 5 killed the radio star.
Oh my gosh!
It's in my mind. It's in my car.
It's in my head, dude.
Mach 5 is gone too far. Mach 5.
I like the way you work it. No diggity. Got to bag it up.
I don't know what that is.
No?
Yeah, me neither.
Black Street, no diggity.
Oh, okay. I like that other
featuring
song.
Dr. Dre. You don't know anything? Guys, you don't know 90s don't know rap? You guys don't know 90s rap at all.
Is that like
that? So sick of you guys.
That's the
now that we found love, what are we gonna do?
That's the Backstreet Boys?
No.
No?
Is that the chicken dance?
The funky chicken?
Is that the... Disregard my dancing.
Yeah, you always do it. Even though we're recording a radio show.
Yeah, but when he busts his...
Yeah, but like, what do you want me to do? My body's
got to move.
It's got to
move.
It's true, his body does got to move.
Yeah.
It does
got
to.
That is not a lie. Everything else has been a lie up to this point. That is the
first his whole
thing.
Life is a lie.
The first true thing
except
about Parker.
For when he has to move and he dances and
there
sings.
There he goes. There he goes. You can't stop him once he goes.
I know. Seriously.
It wasn't even a song and I got to dance to it.
It was a song about dancing to it.
But if it was a real song.
No, what I'm saying, you were singing the song about dancing to the song that you were dancing to. That's some blow your mind shit right there.
Yeah, that's meta right there.
Yeah. Well, according to Jeremy's yawn... We should wrap this up.
Sounds like it. Time to go. Oh.
Well,
you
Jeremy,
hear that sound, folks? That sound means it's time to wrap it up.
But, Jeremy,
cut
would
the fat.
You kindly do a
touch
song?
Me?
Would you do a song?
Oh, yeah.
I will do both of those things.
Yay!
You guys want me to do like one of my songs? Or
yeah.
All right, I'll do something new.
Yeah. Good.
Great. All right. Now, here's where the magic is. We're going to cut
it
and pretend we go right into it.
No, we are going right into
it.
We
can't.
Why not?
My guitar's
not.
Sure, I'd be happy to play a song. This is a new one. We're Jeremy Sayre and the Wounded Allies, and we're playing a show at Canal Street Pub on March 20th, 7 to 9 p.m., so there's no cover. It's great beer, good music. Come on out, bring your friends. This one's called Muscle Shoals. Underneath these tires, the miles flow like wine. Got a tape deck full of Johnny Cash to while away the time. And an old road map stained with coffee, Diet Coke and gin. Be in Memphis in the morning, but tonight I'm stopping in. Hey, how you feeling, Muscle Shoals? Would you like to join me for a drink in a little place I know? For a job on through the night, looking for that slant of light. I didn't come to stay, just stopped to say hello. work to do tomorrow, so you know that I can't stay. Doesn't mean we can't enjoy ourselves before I drive away. So barkeep, spread the word, this next round is on me. You're everybody's friend when you let them drink for free. So hey, how you feeling, Muscle Shoals? Would you like to join me for a drink in a little place I know? For a drive on through the night, looking for that slant of light. Didn't come to stay, just stopped to say hello. I didn't come to stay, just stopped to say hello. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. It's been great.